to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
We are back with Sage Karam at the start of Fast Friday here. So Sage, after 3 days of practice, or mainly 3 days of practice with a little bit of short, you know, with the rain yesterday, how are you feeling going into Fast Friday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this month started out a little different for me than usual. The first day we went out, did my rookie, kind of refresher program, and I had to do phase two and three. And we usually set the car up to be fairly conservative, in the rear. You know, we wanted to be a lot of understeer in the rear, like really, really solid. And, we thought that's where it was going to be, but I guess with the new tire and with the sealer and everything, we kind of just, underestimated the grip levels, I guess. And I went out and I did my refresher, and it's hard to tell just because at those speeds, at like 210, like the car just in general just doesn't feel good. They're not designed to go 210. So didn't really know if that was just how it felt. And then when I got on it and I had to do 215 plus, I kind of like realized, like, all right, this car is not really all that conservative. Like, it's a, like, it felt like a balance of a car that I would race. Like, it was like already right there, and I kind of had like a little moment, like almost immediately, like just the car just started like just feeling a little loose. And we came back to the garage and looked at the numbers, and you know, the front arrow was higher than we expected it to be with everything. So and it was like almost identical to what I raced at last year. So, and usually we build our way up to that, and instead I just went right out there with it. So, and also we took a lot of time trying to fix my helmet buffeting. The helmet buffeting was pretty bad. So had to fix that. So the first day was really just, we didn't get a lot of laps cause we were, fixing the helmet stuff and then, trying to get the setup more to a conservative level. And for me, I've never really been like kind of freaked out on day one. And when that happened, I usually get up to speed fairly quickly, and I wasn't able to do that. For the first 2 days, I don't think I did a lap flat. And then the second day we came back, and in the morning it was kind of the same situation. Car was loose and I had no confidence and couldn't really attack. And then we came back to the garage, made a pretty good change, went more of JR's route on the setup, and the car started feeling a lot better, started getting confidence. And unfortunately, then we had an issue and had to sit out the rest of the day. So I only had 30 laps. So without the refresher in those 2 days, I only had about 60 laps on track when guys were doing 60 laps in a day. And so I was definitely behind the eight ball. And then yesterday was our first real day of like no issues, the car feeling good, and my confidence came back yesterday. And, you know, it showed on the charts. We were fast. I was able to run in traffic. I was able to make some passes. And I kind of felt like my old self again. But for a minute there, I was kind of worried, you know. And I think the team was too, you know. It was, it got real quiet, you know. And we didn't really know what was going on. Or I didn't know if it was me. I didn't know if it was actually the car at that point anymore. I was actually kind of down on myself. And, finally made some really good changes that really, really worked, and I got that confidence I needed to go attack.
A lot of guys have talked that the Firestone tire is a little bit better and giving you a little bit more grip in the front end, but it's still going to be tough if the temperatures are really high on race day. What is it that's making it so difficult in traffic? Is it a lack of downforce options? Is it just this aero kit's composure? What is that?
I don't think we have a real answer of what the actual issue is, but it's weird. It's definitely got more front grip than it did last year, but it's still like a really, really fine line to being too close to the cars in front of you or not enough to the cars in front of you. And the car's inconsistent. It'll do one thing one lap, and it'll do something different the next. You know, if you're too close, you'll lose the front end completely. If you're too far away, all of a sudden you have a lot of front grip. So it's really tricky because you're working with your weight jackers in traffic. And if you know, if you go one way too far and then all of a sudden you get clean air, the car goes really loose. So the car goes from like all the grip in the world to just zero in like a second. And you never really know which way it's going to go. And that's what makes it really, really difficult. But yeah, it's definitely, out of all the years I've come here, raced, this is my 6-1 now. This year and last year was the hardest cars to drive.
Having J.R. Hildebrand as a teammate, who's typically regarded as a really smart guy, has that been, you know, especially helpful with a, you know, a challenging week so far?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, J.R., they kind of went on a different direction on setup than I did initially. And, you know, if I just didn't have a teammate in general, you know, that's hard to kind of dig yourself out of that hole. And two, when you have a guy of JR's caliber and experience, and when he's saying, you know, that his setup feels really, really good and he's really, really pleased with it, it gave me that confidence to just say to my engineer, well, hey, if he's comfortable and he's saying his stuff is good right now, let's just go back to the garage, let's do a set down, make sure everything's squared up, and let's just go more that direction. And you know, maybe let's, when I was worried about the rear at that time, we went like more mechanically on his end, but then we took some front downforce out of it just to make sure that we were going to be understeer instead of loose. And sure enough, we were, and we built our way up to, you know, his front aero number, and the car's been good now. Yeah, so you know, unfortunately yesterday the rain came. You know, I was just starting to try something too with the setup that we were on, a track that looked like it was going the right way in traffic, and you know, the rain came, so we got that cut short. And yeah, no, I mean, that's the unfortunate part, because then today, you know, basically is going to be all dedicated to pretty much qualifying running. So we got today. I don't know how much race running you'll see today. And then, you know, obviously qualifying is Saturday. Depending where we are, you know, I don't know if we qualify again Sunday. And then you basically got, two more practices after that to figure out your race trim. So I think I'm about 80% of the way on the setup where I need to be for me to go into the race confidently and say I got a car that I can race with.
You mentioned qualifying. We're getting ready for some qual sims today, and it really starts in earnest tomorrow. In years past, you guys have started in the back third of the field. Has there been any increased emphasis on qualifying this year to kind of make your life easier in that first half of the race when you're trying to get forward?
Yeah, I think so. And obviously, you know, you never had the worry a few years ago about bumping. So there's definitely been more of an interest in having your car strong in qual trim. I feel really, really good about our cars in qual trim right now. Well, not just in qual trim, just running on their own. From what we've seen, my speed seemed pretty good, and we haven't even begun, you know, starting to trim. So I know guys out there have been trimming, and they're not that much further ahead than we are in, you know, race downforce. So that's always a good sign. JR did a little bit of some qual running yesterday just to get some numbers. Didn't do like any four lap stints, but just one laps and to see where it was at. And it looks good. I think this year, out of all the years I come here, we have the potential to qualify better than we have. You know, Chevy's put together a great package this year, and that definitely helps. And I just got to go out there, be comfortable. And it's, again, it's a fine line of pushing it to a limit and trimming it out, you know, to start further up, or do you, you know, go a more conservative route just to make sure that you don't, you know, bend the thing and, you know, not make the race. So that's the hard part about having this whole bumping deal. But, you know, I'm confident in the team. The car's been good on its own so far. So, you know, once you have that balance and you start trimming, it's not too bad then, because you can always just match downforce level, like not downforce level, but the percentage. And, you know, you'll just lose a little bit of overall grip, but it should just stay the same balance, and that's generally the goal.
So I'll wrap it up with one more question here. I know you have to get in the car in not too much longer. Last year was 95 degrees on race day. I think it was the hottest race on record, or it was the second hottest race on record. This year, looking at, you know, ahead to the weather, it looks like it could be in the 70s, maybe low 80s on race day. So that's almost a 15 to 20 degree temperature drop. How much does that help, you know, especially this difficult car, you know, just driving through traffic?
It's definitely huge. When you get a track, you know, that's really, really hot, you know, up in the 110, 20 range or whatever, you know, it's gets really, really greasy, not a lot of grip. And, you know, the car is just sliding around a lot, four-wheel sliding, and little room for error, especially when marbles build up. And when you got a track that's cool, you know, it's a lot more grip. Cars are, you know, the air's like a bit thicker, so the wings and everything are working a bit better. So just the car handles, you know, just a lot better in general. So I think all drivers kind of want it to be a little cooler, you know. I never wake up on a day when I know it's going to be really hot and I'm excited to drive. Like, it's just, it's never fun when you're driving in that heat. And, you know, it's also just exhausting, you know. So I like cooler conditions. I think everybody does. Makes for better racing, better passing opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be weird, because I think the hottest day of the month is going to be tomorrow. So... that we're going to face. So we haven't had that, and nobody's really going to really know. So that's like another thing with qualifying is going to be, it's going to be a gamble, you know, like you're going to try and crunch through the numbers you've got and see what you think the car is going to do with these, with the changing track condition of it being hotter. And it's going to be a gamble of how far you can go with it before it's too trimmed out. And I think we saw a few runs yesterday where guys would go out and they'd bust off a 224 and then their next lap be 221, and it's just, you look at their rear wing and if you were behind them, you could read the top of their rear wing. They were so trimmed out. So it's gonna be interesting.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Yep, thank you.